when it comes to tradition, the bank's rich and so's Alabama as far as their tradition. And the man who's probably the top depositor, he's right up there with Jake Clampett, is he not? Rodney Orr is the founder and editor of TiderInsider.com. Rodney, welcome in today. How are you?
Harold, Brett, how are you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, we're doing all right. We appreciate you hooking up with us, Rodney. A place that Brett and I have been to a lot of places, but the honor roll has not always been one of them. If you were handing out the grades from this past weekend before we look ahead to the Hogs, let's look back to the Dogs, Rodney. If you're looking for an honor roll, I don't see many bad marks on the report card this past weekend, do you?
No, I think everything went about right. Offense, defense, special teams, you couldn't probably ask for a more complete performance, from this Alabama team going on the road against Georgia. It's funny to say it, but as an underdog, it was, like I said, I don't think you could have asked for a lot more. You think about the weather conditions, how difficult that was, and, Georgia's been pointing to this game for quite a while. It's one of those circle games. It was circled. They've had it circled for a while.
Let me ask you this, Rodney, and obviously time is going to tell. We've been talking with some folks, and the biggest concern looking at through crimson glasses is not so much Arkansas, but it is Alabama. As you mentioned, Alabama poured a lot into this. You rarely see Nick Saban that emotional after a game. We know that he's where he wants to be because he's ranting this week. What is your concern, based on what you're seeing and hearing from practice, about maybe this is the old proverbial trap game? A lot of emotions last week coming back from being a rare underdog. We know what's on the schedule next week at Texas A&M. Your thoughts as far as the mental part of where the team is right now heading into Arkansas?
Well, that's a question that sometimes you really can't answer until game time. You don't know if they used it to build on the what's going on, or if they've kind of got a little bit, been reading the internet too much or listening to ESPN or whatever. About how good they are now, but right. I think Saban made it pretty clear in his press conference when he was asked about what do you do to keep them even keeled, and he was pretty clear in that rant that he doesn't want his players listening to people who one week say you're dead and gone, and then the next week declaring you the best program in college football.
They're both dangerous, Rodney. They're both dangerous, are they not?
I'm sorry?
They're both dangerous attitudes. I mean, you can sit
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it depends on how tough you are, how arrogant you are, and that's not meant in a bad way, or how mature you are, I guess, is a better way of putting it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, this team right now, again, it's a fifth game. And that's what, I was saying on another show earlier this week here in Tuscaloosa was, it's the fifth game of the year. It's still early in the season. I mean, you win that game, but you haven't won anything, really. I mean, you still have a long season to go, and you certainly would hope that they would take that and build on that. Now, I look at defensively. I think Alabama, the defensive front, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know. We've been talking about this for I don't know how long. This defensive front is really developing into that special group that we thought it would.
Yeah.
The secondary, I thought that they would be the most improved unit on the team from last year. I think they're developing into that right now. I think they're showing that more and more each game. I think they showed it against, this last game against Georgia. I thought that they really, are starting to kind of come together with a lot of young talent. Mm-hmm. So defensively, I feel pretty good. I think the kicking game, although J.K. Scott has not quite been himself yet, he's been pretty good, at least better than he was earlier in the last couple of games. So that's good. And certainly, we know that Adam Griffith is kicking the ball with a lot of confidence. So that's two-thirds of it right there when you're talking about the defense and the special teams. And I feel really confident in those guys. My question still is with the offense. I mean, again, they did perform extremely well against Georgia. But my question is, are they going to kind of stick to what they're doing and kind of go with that game plan? Is the offensive line going to continue to kind of develop and become that physical offensive line that we think it can be, and they're going to keep pounding the football, and maybe Coker doesn't have to throw it but 15 to 20, 25 times a game. I mean, if they can do that, then I think they've got a chance to be, really successful.
Rodney, that's what I was going to mention. We've talked about this. Alabama threw 59 passes against Ole Miss. Some of that was because had two 20-point deficits, lost the game, and then throw all of 16 against Georgia, win the game by 28 points, got back to Nick Saban, Alabama football, running to set up the pass. And I think that's going to be the question going forward. And, again, Arkansas ran the ball first with that big offensive line, very good backs. But will this continue? And, again, as we've seen it for Nick Saban teams, you're effective running the ball. It makes that play-action pass even more effective.
Yeah, definitely. And here's the thing, too, I think, is when you're running the football, you have to be patient with running the football. I mean, just because right away you're not maybe having that great success, you've got to kind of stick to it and not get away from it, not get impatient, start doing different things, throwing the ball, you know, all over the place and that kind of thing. And if they can do that, stick to the running game and, you know, kind of deliver some body shots, be comfortable doing that throughout the game and, you know, work off of that, throwing the ball, then I like that. I think this team can do that. But, you know, like you said, Brett, I mean, you know, if you get into throwing the ball like they were throwing it a couple of games there, you know, that's not this team. And I don't think it works really well for this team. So it seems like maybe in this last game they kind of went back to Wisconsin and said, hey, that's our identity, and let's kind of get back to what we were doing.
Sign the boss. Nick Saban and Coach Rodney Oregano with us, Banner and Trip, TiderInsider.com. The hardest question of all, Rodney, if you start looking at true freshmen, who's at the head of the class after this past weekend? That's kind of a tough question, is it not?
Woo. Man, I'm telling you, this has turned out to be a pretty productive class already. You know, when you look at Calvin Ridley, I mean, he made a big play early with that reception down the sideline. He made a really nice play to stay in bounds, run down the sidelines, and obviously the long touchdown pass he caught was nice. And, you know, Deron Payne on the defensive line, what an outstanding job he did. This guy's going to be those kinds of defensive linemen, those guys are really what you need to be very, very successful on defense. So he's playing, you know, great right now. And then, you know, obviously Minkah Fitzpatrick, he can do just about everything, I think. You know, he was great in the secondary, almost had a pick, had some tackles, had a sack. Might have had the first sack of the game for Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, but he certainly had a sack. The block punt, we know about that, and just picked it up like it was nothing and walked in for the touchdown. And I know he had some other plays in the game, too, on special teams, on coverages and what have you, so... You know, what a valuable freshman he's been so far already. And then also, how about Ronnie Harrison? You know, we talked a lot about him on your show throughout last spring, into fall camp, what have you, about we thought he would be a guy that would contribute significantly. And, you know, he got in. He's played more the last couple of weeks, had a huge pick in this game that I say huge from the standpoint of it was a really good play. If you saw him back there kind of playing center field and just kind of waited for the ball to be thrown and then just made a nice read and break on the ball. And so there's a lot of freshmen. There's a tons of others that are playing some. And even, you know, the redshirt freshman. How about Marlon Humphrey? He kind of got picked on early in the game, and then they flip-flopped. They put Cyrus Jones on Malcolm Mitchell. So Humphrey wasn't isolated on Malcolm Mitchell. And I thought Humphrey did a nice job after that. He made a great interception, tremendous play, got his head turned around and everything. So... you know, there's a lot of young talent on this team. There's no doubt about that.
Let me ask you about two really areas that do need to be cleaned up in not turnovers. Third down conversions, Alabama 1 of 12. They were very similar against La Monroe. Penalties 7 for 39, not so much the yardage, but the number of penalties. And I'm sure you've been asked 47 times this week the role that Kenyon Drake and number 9, Bo Scarborough, are going to play in this offense the remainder of the season.
Well, you know, on those third downs, I thought Nick Saban had a great response to that about this particular game, Georgia. And, you know, no matter what the third down situation was, as they got ahead, you know, 31-3 in the very early in the third quarter, Now, they were just trying not to make a mistake. They didn't want to turn the ball over and give Georgia an opportunity to make a big play, maybe get back in the game. So, you know, third and sevens or whatever, a lot of times they were running right into the teeth of the defense.
Right.
It wasn't like they were really trying to convert those. So it probably got a little skewed in this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the penalties, yeah, I agree with you on those penalties now. I'm telling you, they sometimes put themselves behind the eight ball, you know, when they take over possession and they get a delay game, a false start. You know, they had a real nice drive early in the game where they had to settle for a field goal where they were inside the 10, Brett, I think, and they had that, I think they had a delay a game, if
that's
I'm not mistaken,
right,
or a false start, whatever it was. You know, those little things right there, those are difference, you know, it'd be a huge difference in the game. So not in that game, obviously, but in some games they certainly could be. So I do agree with you there. They've got to stop shooting themselves in the foot right there. As far as Drake and Scarborough, you know, there's a debate on Tighter Insider about Kenyon Drake. I mean, the guy's a great player. He's not having a great start right now, but there's no doubt about his skills. I mean, the guy is a tremendous all-around, all-purpose back, receiver, and all of those things. It's just not clicking right now. And I'm not really sure exactly why, but if you remember after the Wisconsin game, I said, when you guys asked me that, I said my opinion was that I thought he was pressing too hard.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to make a big play every time. And I just thought he was, you know, pressing quite a bit in that first game. Thought he ran better against La Monroe. I thought he, you know, kind of seemed to be getting back to his old self. And then this Georgia game, I really don't know if it was so much Drake or if it was just the conditions weren't good for his, you know, what he does. You know, we'll see, but I do think he's been kind of pressing. I think Bo Scarborough, you know, I don't want to get ahead of the game because I know, but I know what kind of talent he has. You guys know what kind of talent he has. I mean, you know, you just don't put guys together like him that's about 235-plus pounds. It's rock solid. They can run sub-4.5s, you know, 4.45, whatever he runs, and can catch the ball the way he can catch the ball. You know, his ability as a running back, the skills that he has, the natural instincts, all of those things that he possesses. I mean, I'm telling you, this guy has all the tools. Now, if you watched him in that game, you know, sometimes you jump ahead of yourself, but I thought he hit the hole pretty hard. I don't know about you guys, but I thought he was pretty snappy on those couple of those runs that he had. You know, again, they weren't big gainers, but I liked the way he kind of slammed it up in the middle, you know, and was kind of, you know, he was, I don't want to say reckless with it, but, I mean, he was certainly not concerned. He ran up in there. There was nothing tentative about it.
Well, they say in the movies, I'll have what he's drinking. Rodney, before you get away, Alabama, Arkansas, in 30 seconds, tell us who's going to walk away with a W.
Well, you know, that's a, whew, I tell you, I think Brett and Harold, really, I think this game's going to be more physical than the last game. You're talking about an Arkansas team that has the biggest offensive line, not only in college football, but they're bigger than any line in the NFL. How about the second biggest line is the San Diego Chargers? So that puts that kind of into perspective. This is a physical football team. They have two backs that went for 100 or more last week. We know about Alex Collins, what a good back he is. You know, Allen's a pretty solid quarterback, doesn't turn it over too much, has only been sacked twice this year. You know, I think that they're pretty decent offensively, and I think they're physical on defense. They've held every opponent total, all their five opponents, to minus 13 under their scoring average. So they're doing a pretty good job on defense, too. It's a pretty good, solid team, I think, even though the record may not show it. But I just think right now that Alabama's going to find a way to win. Now, I do think it's going to be a pretty good game, but I do think Alabama finds a way to win.
We'll start seeing 6 o'clock in your backyard there in Tuscaloosa Saturday night. Rodney, in the meantime, thank you so much for your time today, buddy.
Hey, as always, I enjoy it. Harold Britt, you guys take care.
You too, bud.
You do the same. Rodney Orr, founder and editor of TinerInsider.com.